From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Ahead, a windfall for the arts in North Texas. First, Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings wants another term, and he's sticking to some controversial positions like home rule. The item failed to make November's ballot, but Rawlings says Dallas schools need to get better by way of a home rule charter.
If we're going to transform our school system, you have to change teachers, you have to change principals, you have to change administration, and you have to make sure your governance system is set up the optimal way.
Rawlings also backs the Trinity River Parkway, a controversial 9-mile toll road being challenged by some voters and council members. He's behind an upcoming Trinity Design Summit that critics say is an attempt to save the project.
The right way is to make sure that massive, beautiful piece of property serves all of Dallas, to make sure that it has economic growth, it has quality of life growth, helps us mobility-wise, weaves North Dallas and South Dallas families together.
The mayoral election is in May. Rawlings is also pushing for more arts and culture tourism and a campaign to market Dallas globally. The arts community here is getting some significant attention on its own. Yesterday, the National Endowment for the Arts announced $29 million in grants. Jerome Weeks reports $297,000 of that will go to North Texas arts groups.
That's an increase of $72,000 from last year. But more than a third of the money coming to North Texas will go to just one group. Big Thought, the nonprofit arts education program, has received $100,000 for its Dallas City of Learning project. It's intended to make imagination a part of everyday learning for Dallas students. Other major recipients include the Nasher Sculpture Center, which will get $60,000 for a touring show on the pioneering African-American artist Melvin Edwards. Fort Worth Opera is getting $20,000 for the area premiere of the post-apocalyptic opera Dog Days. And UNT will receive $25,000 for an interactive performance that will allow audiences to remix astrophysics data into visual and sound configurations. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
And you'll find details on all 9 grant winners at artandseek.org. Now more money on the table for individual artists. 1,000 of them from around the globe compete every year in Grand Rapids, Michigan for 2 big cash prizes. The event called Art Prize attracts almost 500,000 visitors. Last week, Dallas learned it will be the first city to replicate the Grand Rapids model. Ariel Sandoval shared early plans for Art Prize Dallas 2016 with Ann Bothwell.
Ariel Sandoval, welcome to the KERA Newsroom.
It's exciting to be here.
So explain how it works. There's voting by the public, and then there's also a jury prize?
Yeah. So $200,000 cash prize is decided by a jury vote, and that's a panel of expert jurors, curators from all over the world. And then the public votes for the other $200,000 cash prize.
Technology plays a huge role.
Massive. Rick DeVos did an incredible job.
Rick DeVos is the founder.
Yeah, Rick DeVos is the founder of Art Prize in Grand Rapids, and he's a venture capitalist, and he has a company called Start Garden up in Grand Rapids, and he had this technology that was originally going to be used for a film festival. And so he took the risk. He invested millions of dollars in this technology, and it's seamless. It's really easy to use. This can really put Dallas on the next map in terms of using this audience engagement tool.
How does Art Prize benefit the local arts community?
Benefits in several ways, I think. Just one being exposure. How many times are you going to get your work in front of a potential 500,000 people in a series of 19 days? That's incredible in and of itself. I'm hoping to start an artist grants program under Art Prize specifically for Dallas artists to apply for those grants so they can participate and do larger projects.
So it's a huge event, and it's got to be expensive. How much does it cost to put this on?
Right now, I'm looking at about $1.5 million a year. $500,000, we give it away. But when you look at it in terms of an economic impact value, I mean, $27 million in Grand Rapids, you know, the potential of that, and then, you know, what the potential here could be for the city, I think it's going to be a good thing. I'm optimistic.
You've created a not-for-profit organization, mm-hmm, correct?
There's a nonprofit that's been established called Art Prize Dallas.
Does the city kick in for it as well?
No, not at all. I'm not asking the city for any money. I'm just asking for city participation in terms of utilizing buildings and public safety officials and things like that.
Anyone can enter Art Prize if they pay the entry fee, which is what, about $50?
It's $50, mm-hmm.
But with all of that art coming from all over the place, surely there are pieces that people would look at and say, I'm not sure that's art.
You're absolutely right about that.
Bad art.
Yeah. But, you know, that's what's so great about this conversation. That's what's great about this environment, because art is so many things to so many different people, you know. So utilizing Art Prize is kind of this environment to see things like that, see things and be exposed to things they've never seen before and learn about that. I mean, talk about the power of education, using that as an educational tool, you know, not just be able to say, look at something and say, well, that's interesting. Well, why is that interesting? Let's give people the tools to be able to determine and discover why an artist makes something a certain way.
There has been some criticism since the announcement mm-hmm. about whether the money that's being spent is really going to benefit the arts community.
There's always going to be criticism with any new idea that comes to town. We'll just have to wait and see what that looks like in 2016. That's a part of the risk, you know. It's a civic event engaging different demographics of people of all ages to come in and discover their city and discover using visual art as that tool. And then being able to give away this spectacular cash prize as well. How exciting is that? This idea will definitely take time to gain momentum, but I'm very optimistic that people will catch the vision and the passion and then see the potential of what it can do for our city and for artists.
Ariel Saldivar, thank you so much for coming by the KERA Newsroom.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We've got photos of this year's Art Prize winner at artandseek.org.